put that wherever you're comfortable.
Amen. Good word, brother. Good word.
Amen.
How many would say, if I were a man working in a secular position and I lived anywhere near Brother Birch Church, that's where I'd attend? Amen.
Amen.
Great word, brother. I love Bert. I love Arlene. I was at Sergio's meeting. I believe it was the first meeting I had attended in this church. And just one of those divine appointments when I sat down next to Bert Gilardi. And we were bonded over those several days and just constantly together. And Jim Brown, my good friend, invited me to come up to the meeting and became... And Brother Sergio had invited me, and Brother Sergio came and spoke at our church many, many times, and I miss my spiritual father. I miss him very much. Amen. So I want to share with you the vision I was given that I had 25 years ago. My first wife died of breast cancer in her 30s. We had two little girls. The year she died, I had a vision to plant a Bible school. I wrote the vision down. Isn't that what the Word of God says? Sort of wrote a business plan for it, and I put it in a filing cabinet. And several years later, I got it out, wadded it up, and threw it in the trash can. But God kept bringing it back to me time and time and time again. And I want to share where we're at now, 25 years later. Sometimes when God gives you a vision, it takes a while for it to come to pass. Hey, Brother Rick, amen. You know, before I do that, I did have a word. We don't have much time, and I want to take long. But you know what God's been speaking to me about to say during this conference before I got here? The book of Joel. For years, have we not all been hearing prophetic words of great judgment is coming? David Wilkerson set the trumpet to thy mouth. Wasn't well received in the charismatic church, was it? Amen. Has part of it already come to pass? Yes, it has. Is the worst yet to come? Yes. But I also hear all these prophetic words about a great revival is coming. God's going to do great and mighty things. And in my thought, how can they both be right? God's going to either do one or the other. And then God spoke to me. They're both right. That's a parallel track. And if you look at the book of Joel, all hell has been broken loose on the earth. When I look at the internet for my news, I see that we are running practice bombing raids over North Korea right now. And I see in the last few days that the Chinese are running practice bombing raids on Guam right now. World War III could break out before this meeting is over. We all know where we stand in this world. But I believe the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28, is about to come to pass. That God's Spirit is going to be poured out upon the earth in a great, in a mighty way. When we take a look at Joel chapter... Gosh, I could use my glasses. We take a look at Joel chapter 2. We also have to consider what goes on there as well. Before the coming and great and mighty day of the Lord, the earth shall turn to blood. We all know that the blood moons occurred recently. We take a look at Revelation chapter 12 and the alignment in the stars spoken about by the prophet John occurred just a few weeks ago. Is God speaking to us with giant billboards in the sky? Yes. Did Jesus say to us, you shall do greater works than I have done? How many of you historically have read about that occurring? What's that mean? Future tense. It hasn't occurred yet, but it's coming. I can promise every prophetic word spoken about in the Word of God, especially by the Son of God, is going to be fulfilled. That means a great harvest is coming to the world. The greatest harvest in world history is coming to the world. Amen. What's going to happen? I read about revivals, great revivals. And oftentimes, after 2 or 3 years, when the revival's over, there's no fruit left. The Hebrides revival, the great Welsh revival, a few years later, things are back to the way they were. I don't want to see this coming great harvest where things are left the way they were. Steve Wilbur, my spiritual father, says when the revival comes, we have to can it up.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Let's can it up. But let's prepare a people to can it up. So I'm driving down to Florida for a Sunday revival meeting, or Sunday church service meeting on Easter service. Now, how many know that if a pastor gives you an Easter Sunday service and he's not preaching, that's of God? Amen. So I left on Friday and stopped in South Georgia. My uncle pastored an Assembly of God church. Amen. And I stop and spend the evening with him. And Saturday afternoon, as I'm driving into Florida, God speaks to me. And he said, I don't want you. Now, this is a dozen years ago, 11 years ago. I don't want you to plant one Bible college, but I want you to plant Bible colleges on every nation, every continent of the earth. I literally choked. Now, this is a vision that I have taken out of the filing cabinet and thrown in the trash can. It was too much pizza. So God expands the vision. I began to share the vision with some people. How many people think that Noah got along okay? Or maybe that he was referred to as nuts? Here stands the nut. 25-year-old vision. God's spoken to me. I've had people laugh at me. This guy's crazy. Okay, here's the crazy man. I was in a meeting at Brother Sergio's church. And there was a prophet there. How many of you remember the prophetic word that God said, I'm going to give you a school building? Brother Gary Rich. He did. We were working as missionary evangelists at the Texas-Mexican border, working in Mexico. I'd flown. I had a dream to get a school building. Gary Rich confirms it. Another pastor in Alabama confirmed it. They didn't know each other. The Texas-Mexican border blows up. The cartel goes to war. It got so dangerous we couldn't send our kids out to get the mail out of the mailbox in Texas. That's not in the national news, by the way. That's sidebar. But we know we're going to move. We don't know where. I'm looking for schools all over the United States. I don't want to go to a rural state like Kansas because there's nobody that lives there. I don't want to go to Detroit, which has got a lot of abandoned schools in it, and they'll give them to you. Come take it. So I now live in Kansas. Don't ever tell God no. Not that I said no. It just wasn't my preference. God gave us a school building and a bunch of acreage for $1. $1. They didn't want the dollar. I said, no, we're going to dot all the I's and cross all the T's. Amen. They found me. Amazing. Have we had some spiritual warfare since then? Absolutely. As soon as we moved there, a man in the town was very opposed to what we were trying to do. In fact, he went around the town, got signatures, and they had a recall election for the mayor, who was a spirit-filled Christian and helping us. Glory, hallelujah. What a fight. Then a man who moved from Texas to help us in the ministry had a stroke. 4 years ago, Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving, this will be 4 years ago this Thanksgiving, I went up on the roof to make a repair. The ladder fell down underneath me. I fell 20 feet. I landed on my foot. I shattered the calcaneus bone. That's the heel bone for all of us who didn't know what it was called to you. Shatter it. The impact went through my body and I broke my back in three places. I'm laying in the emergency room and they go, "You don't know how lucky you are." I don't feel very lucky at that point in time. They say men who fall much shorter distance are hurt much worse. So we've had some setbacks. I had to take a secular job. When you have an anointing of God on your heart and life, that's almost like taking a beating. But when you got a stack of bills this high, you do what you have to do. God gave me a nice job. I've currently paid those bills down, and we've been able to put money into the ministry. And I see the blessing of the Lord through that. Through that, I've been able to buy 3 broadcast cameras, 4K broadcast quality cameras. They're not the $250,000 cameras like they use on TBN. Brother Bert, I think TBN would probably have you come and minister on their channel. Amen. Amen. So I have a vision to plant a school of ministry to literally reach the continents of the earth. When God gave that vision to me, I had no idea how it would work. And it took a long time for me to have the name for the ministry. I just couldn't get it. And finally, God showed me a vision of a rock and Moses striking the rock and water flowing out of it. Well, to have a URL, that's the website address, and to get River of God or something similar to that, it just didn't going to happen. Finally, God gave me the name, Stream of God Ministries. I had no idea at that point in time we would be streaming our classes online. So I'm trying to establish a school of the Spirit, a deeper life school of the Spirit, where we have good quality teaching. And we teach people how to hear the voice of God, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and open to what God would say to do in their lives. There are about 7 billion people in the world. 5.25 billion of those 7 billion people speak 30 languages. There are 5,000 spoken languages in the world. How do we reach all of those people? 5 different ways. We're going to have an on-campus school. I never anticipate that being large, but some. Additionally, we'll have our own YouTube channel for as long as there is light and that we can do the work.
Yes.
But we all know that the day is coming when no man can work, and we need to work while there's still yet day.
Right. Yes.
The number one way I want to reach the world is this. We want to videotape our classes. We want to put them out there. And then we want to translate them or put subtitles, if you will, across the bottom of them in the different various languages around the world. So that when men like Brother Rick and Brother Lou go out and travel. They can say, brother, you be the facilitator in your church and train men and women for the ministry. Because the big vision is this, is to multiply ministry. If we took every single person in this room right now and we sent them out to different nations in the world, we couldn't accomplish the work of God. But the last days, the Bible's clear. It says, and the bride has made herself ready. That's an active verb. That means we are participating with what God has us a plan for us.
Yes.
And I need brothers and sisters. Oh, sisters? Yeah, I'm way beyond that. If God can anoint great women like Catherine Kuhlman, and we can go on, He uses sisters. Okay? So, Sister Arlene is teaching a class on the fundamentals. So I know in certain cultures we're going to shake things up a little bit. And I'm flexible. I have a curriculum, a catalog, but she said to me last night, I've got four classes ready. There's no way I can teach all this, the fundamentals, in one class. I said, fine. Fundamentals 1 and Fundamentals 2, amen. Brother Lou has agreed to teach a class. And he said, but brother, I really have another class I'd like to teach on, because of my Jewish heritage, on bringing the Old and New Testament together. I said, brother, go for it. So there are classes that are going to be very similar to most Bible school classes. And I want teachers to come and teach those classes, but we're going to do more than that. We can't offer a class in deepest, darkest Africa to students for $5 and then say, oh, go buy this $150 textbook to go along with it. They don't give theology textbooks away, if you haven't noticed. So we're going to have to write our own curriculum. I think that one of the brothers that was at Pinecrest, Brother Joni Avis, he wrote a nice workbook, study guide, if you will, to go along with it. And Brother Wade Taylor gave me a great deal of impartation. I never went to a school. I wish I had been able to, but I had a plan, but it got interfered with. But he became like a spiritual grandfather to me, if you will. And he gave me great insight into the Bible school, and he said I was on the right direction. He said the problem is when you have an on-campus school, people show up, they've got 2 weeks worth of to live on with the money in their pocket, and then they expect you to support them for the next 3 or 4 years. So, the way it is, brother. Amen. So, 5 ways to reach the world. On-campus ministry, online ministry. Pastors as facilitators. That's the number one way I see this occurring. And then, also, there will be certain people who won't have access to the internet on a regular basis, and we'll give them a correspondence class, and those also with a CD or whatever the current technology is, so they can have a written curriculum. We're going to train men and women throughout the world in preparation for the ministry. It's the multiplication of ministry. How can you help? I need teachers. Amen. We got the cameras. We got the campus. It's time for a 25-year-old vision to come to play. We're going to film the classes. Well, I'm not a good teacher. Are you a good writer? We need people to help write the curriculum to go along with the classes. You have technical support to help us with our website, with technology that I don't even know about. You got to remember, I'm a Pentecostal preacher. I really don't know a lot of the things that I don't even know I don't know about that we're going to run into. That's what I've come to understand with my children. The best father in the world can't even be a bad mother. You don't know how to handle little girls. Amen. Somebody wants to move to campus, we have some additional houses to Kansas. You can come and cut the grass if you don't know how to do anything else. I'll teach you how to use the mower. Joel 2 and 28 says, in the last days I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all men, both men and women, young men, old men, handmaidens, maidservants. That's coming to pass. Who wants to be a part of the multiplying of ministry so that the harvest, the fruit, will be the Lord's? Amen. Won't be my fruit. Won't be Brother Bert's fruit. It will be the Lord's fruit.
Amen.
This is a missions project. And you can come to Kansas and film classes, or we can come to you. The equipment has gotten much smaller, much less expensive, and we can pack it up and come to your church. In fact, we can film it in your living room. So that's where we're at right now. And I appreciate this group, and I haven't been here for a number of years due to my accident. In fact, the last time I was here was in Carlisle, the year after Sister Lucille had passed away. And Brother Sergio was there, and I believe that's the last time I had the opportunity to spend time with him in person. We spoke many times on the phone, but that generation is not sitting here anymore. The fathers, for the most part, are gone.
Right.
Now we're the old guys. Even though I don't want to admit that. But we are the generation that needs to carry the torch.
Thank you, Lord.
I know when Brother Lou and Brother Rick, who are out often, and many of you travel in ministry, you leave. But if you can give them a little stick this big that has a complete Bible school curriculum on it, with all the video teachings and all the written curriculum, and the local pastors can then be a facilitator in their own language to teach the classes, we will multiply ministry and do more through that than you could ever do in a short missions trip. And so I'm seeing the vision come to pass. We're going to start filming classes. Bert's a little behind, but Sister Arlene said she's got four classes ready to go. And that's what I'd like to do, is film a minimum of four at a time. If we can do 12 to 14 classes for each one, then we could make about three different ministry trips to go do that, and film the classes and get it ready. So I've given you the big vision and the very short version, because as Brother Bert said, let's not overstuff the turkey. But I'm glad. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we get some very good wisdom and some very unique words, don't we? Arthur Burt said, big doors swing on little hinges. Amen.
That's right.
And if you will treat this as a mission project and let me know if you have some interest in helping us in any way. By the way, million is spelled M-I-L. So I appreciate your giving me the opportunity to come and share the vision. And I'm going to sit down now, and if you have questions, come and we'll talk over lunch. Amen. Brother Mark, I love you, buddy.